USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department released a redacted version of the affidavit that led a judge to approve a warrant to search former President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago. The Justice Department saying former President Trump has secret documents stored at his Florida home that are unsecured. As far as his take on the affidavit, Brett Tolman is a former U.S. attorney. He tells Fox News,
"The affidavit reads more like it's attempting to convince the reader that legally the DOJ is on good footing and that there are reasons for them to want more of the documentation. But it does not read like a typical criminal affidavit."
Moderna is suing rivals Pfizer and BioNTech, claiming technology patent infringement of its COVID-19 vaccine. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell delivers a much-anticipated speech regarding inflation.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell from the Jackson Hole Symposium Friday morning says America's recession will hurt more before it gets better.
The burdens of high inflation fall heaviest on those who are least able to bear them. Restoring price stability will take some time and requires using our tools forcefully to bring demand and supply into better balance. Reducing inflation is likely to require a sustained period of below-trend growth.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A recall petition is being filed against New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell. This comes after Cantrell has been criticized about her handling of violent crime and her recent travel habits. In order to be recalled, 20% of qualified electors need to sign the petition. This would mean a total of 53,000 signatures would need to be gathered in the Orleans Parish for a recall. USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
More than 80% of the western United States is under severe drought, including Texas, which is suffering the driest condition in the last 120 years. The situation is so bad that ranchers and farmers are being forced to sell off their herds. The USDA is saying herds are down 2.4% nationwide since last year and down close to 50% in Texas, 43% in New Mexico, and 41% in Oregon. As far as what this means for folks who like to eat beef, Arthur Ohl is the president of the Texas and Southwest Cattle Raisers Association.
The fewer calves will be born next year, mm-hmm. and the supply will go down. And when supplies go down, it's very simple, supply and demand. The prices will rise.
The president's plan to forgive some federal student loan debt could cost taxpayers around $500 billion, according to the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says there's no such thing as loan cancellation or loan forgiveness. It's just changing who has to pay it.
Think about all the people that went to college and worked to put themselves through college, whether they were working as a waiter or as a bartender. Think about the people who went to college and took out loans and paid it back, or who had parents who had saved for them and paid off their education. They are not going to benefit from this. In fact, they are hurt by it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.